Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy.
Yes, Grandpa.
Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today with a new show, new episode. Yes, indeedy doody. I hope you're doing well. I am okay. It's kind of an overcast day in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but it's warm. It's warmer than 40 or 50. I think it's in the 60s, and we're heading towards springtime. Yee-hee! Yoo-hoo! Yuppie! Yahoo! Yay!
Anyhow,
what is the title of today's episode? Well, today's title of the episode is Who is Rich? Who is rich? Are you rich? Am I rich? Who's rich? And I thought I would do that show because I just finished doing an episode called Fruit of the Spirit. Before that, I was doing one of the fruits, specifically of patience. If you want to listen to those episodes, you scroll down on the old show notes and click on it. You can download it so you can listen to it at your listening pleasure, or you can listen to it whenever you want to. Yeah. But how about listening to this one first? And if you want to subscribe, you can do that too. And that way, every time a new show comes out, well, you won't miss a single one. Not even one, because you'll get notified. Yes. So, who's rich? Are you rich? What is the definition of rich? I got to thinking about that because the Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of the flesh, talks about rich and treasures in heaven and people that are rich, and it does talk about folks that have the love of money. Some folks get that mixed up. Some people think that money is the root of all evil, but that's not what the verse says. The verse says that the love of money is the root of all evil. If you put money before God, that's not good. If you think that's the most important thing, you make money your God. You can only serve God or mammon. Mammon means riches or money. So that got me thinking after I did the last couple episodes. Somehow that question in my head was like, who is rich? Am I rich? What's the definition of rich? Do you or me, do we consider ourselves to be rich? Could there be more than one definition of being rich? Most people think you're rich if you have a lot of money, big mansion, fancy schmancy car. You go to the interwebs and you look up how to make money online, and you'll see those interweb commercials where people are standing in front of their, supposedly their Lamborghinis or their mansion or their private jet. I heard tell that some of those guys will go to a car dealer and they'll ask to be looking at a Lamborghini, and then they take a bunch of pictures leaning on it and stuff like it's theirs, and then they Photoshop out the dealer the dealer and the sign and all that stuff, or they go to a mansion and they stand in front of the mansion and they take a picture before the owners of the mansion send out the security guards to kick them out, or they go to the airport and they run down to a private jet and they get a picture next to it. Well, that's just false riches, isn't it? And that's also, they're making money off people, hoping that people will want those kind of things. So they want that kind of money so they can buy those kind of things. They want to be rich in that kind of way. Well, I don't think that is what true riches are. Yes, you can be rich in money. You can be rich in things or possessions. You could have a lot of possessions and be rich, right? Yes, you can. So I got to thinking, maybe I should look up the word rich from the old Webster dictionary. I know that might be a little more helpful if we're going to figure out what rich is and if we're rich. If I'm rich or you're rich. If we don't have a lot of money, well, obviously, that ain't the richness we are. Or maybe we want to acquire that. So let's say rich. It says having a great deal of money or assets. Wealthy. Let's see. Another definition of the word rich is plentiful and abundant. What else do we got? This is from the Oxford Dictionary. Having valuable natural resources, successful economy, riches, and expensive materials or workmanship. That's a rich quality. You might have rich chocolate. Yeah, rich dark chocolate. Rich cheesecake. Something that's rich and thick and chocolatey, that could be rich. Yeah, plentiful. It's a food containing a large amount of fat. Oh, spices, sugar, etc. It's a full-body drink. Yeah, so rich could be a lot of things, a large quantity of something. So, is a lot of things, and what it means is the abundance. So, if you're not abundant in money, then that doesn't necessarily mean you are not rich. You could be rich in health. Do you have good health? Well, then you're rich. If you have a nice family, good children, then you are rich. You're rich in family. You have a beautiful, healthy, and wonderful family, then you're rich. Yeah, we want to be happy, right, baby boomers? Don't we want to be happy? We want to be happy when we were baby boomers, and then middle-aged baby boomers, and now we're towards the end of the age, baby boomers. We still want to be happy. We still want to be rich. But do you want to be rich in monies? And just, is that all you want? You want to retire and have your million-dollar pension and your CDs and your rollovers and your stock? Stocks and assets, that would be a nice thing, so you wouldn't have to worry about paying your rent, buying food and stuff, and you're not necessarily got to be a gazillionaire or millionaire to do that, but it'd be nice to be rich in that respect. Are you? If you are, God bless you. How about family? If you're rich in family, well, you got your family to lean on, you got your family to be with. You could be dirt poor as far as living in a shack, not even owning that shack. But if you got a family that sticks together, that is wealth that you won't find anywhere in this planet. Nope. If you got your health, there's a lot of folks, I hear the stories, and you probably do too. They have more dollars than they have cents, I guess that's the expression. But they're filthy, stinking rich, as the expression goes. And they would give it all up just to have one good marriage. Or they would give it all up just to be healthy. Because if you got all the money in the world and you can get all the experts in the world and have all, you could afford all the expensive surgeries to replace all sorts of pieces, parts that you got in you that ain't working right. Yeah, you could have all the money in the world to do that, but if they don't have a fix for you, for whatever your health is, well, then that money doesn't really do you much good, does it? So you could be rich in health. So what kind of riches do you want in your life? I'm just gonna throw this out, make a quick, short, sweet episode to start out the week. If this is the real time when you're listening here, I just wanted to say, hey, had a little thought of my mind, and I thought I'd do a little podcast on it. Sometimes that's how it works. And sometimes we don't have to go long in the tooth about something, especially if it's just a pondering and a kind of a question. So I thought, well, what is the definition of rich? And I read you several definitions. And then I thought, well, who is rich? And I would say, I'm rich, yeah, I don't have a retirement. Nope, I cashed it in so I could pay off my student loans. Don't have a whole lot of money in the bank. No, I don't. Don't even have a whole lot of money in my mattress. No, I don't. But I got a lovely wife, a missus who loves me. I got some children. They're not in jail. They love me and they're doing good. They're adult children. How about you, baby boomers? You got the adult children too. And they got the grandchildren. I got two beautiful grandbaby boys. Yes, one is 3 and one is 1.5, almost 2. And they are darlings. They are awesome. I am rich. Some have a whole bunch. My mom has a whole bunch of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Children, she got more than she can count on both hands and both feet, and she's rich in that way. But I have 2 that are precious and lovely and priceless, so I figure I'm rich in that way too. So just want to ask you, do you consider yourself rich? Do you consider yourself poor? Don't beat yourself up if you're lacking on some things. You need to look for the positive and for the riches and the abundance that you do have in your life. How about that? Let's do that today. And let's have a good day. Let's have a rich and rewarding day. This is Bobby the Boomer. That's what I have for you today. I hope you have a good day, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever it is, or wherever you are listening to this. And I hope you do come back for the next Bobby the Boomer show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.